Once her daughter started school, it didn't take commentator Julie Sikafoos long to learn how important and rare it is to find a good bus driver.
I saw Sue checking her oil this morning. She looked so tiny, leaning into the engine of the massive yellow school bus, a worried frown on her face. She was too preoccupied to look up, but the sight made me grin. Sue drives my daughter's school bus. Her route takes over an hour, morning and night, as she winds down all the hollers, stopping at practically every driveway to pick up or discharge a child. There's no such thing as a bus stop out here. It's door-to-door service. It's not easy to put a shy kindergartner on a big, noisy yellow bus, knowing she'll be on it for almost 2 hours each day. Sure enough, the first week of kindergarten, there was an incident involving my timid Phoebe and some kids from down the road. There was spitting involved. I mentioned it to Sue in our first conversation that same afternoon. Her jaw grew firm. "We'll see about that," she said, and it never happened again. Phoebe grew devoted to Sue, her protector and champion, and so did I. Sue assured me that should I ever fail to meet the bus at the end of our driveway, she'd just take Phoebe on home with her. I realize this might sound strange to an urban parent, but it's fine with me. That's how we do things out here. A year and a half ago, Sue was diagnosed with cancer. The school called an assembly to tell the students on Sue's route that there would be substitute drivers for the foreseeable future. A succession of substitutes tried and mostly failed to keep order in the seats. Sue's bus, always spotless, grew dirty and plastered with chewing gum. There were fights, objects thrown. At one point, a petition even circulated around the neighborhood to get certain students barred from the bus. I took to driving Phoebe to and from school. Over the next year, Sue fought through chemotherapy and radiation. She stood by her window, watching the bus go by morning and night, her head covered with a scarf, waving to the kids as they went by. "She just stands there and bawls," her husband told me. Rumors flew about when or if she'd return. And then, one evening, there was a freshly washed school bus parked in Sue's yard. A gasp from the back seat, then a shriek of joy. "Sue's driving tomorrow," Phoebe yelled. She was checking the oil, out in the damp wind, and she didn't see me go by. Sue had work to do.
Julie Sikafoos lives with her family near Whipple, Ohio, where she meets Sue's bus every afternoon at 4:13.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.